Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Nancy Anderson is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy's one of the newest members of our Brain Trust. She is a career counselor. She's run her own firm, actually a couple of those, for other folks, and now she has her own practice. She is the author of Work with Passion, and her new book is called Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond. And she's our good friend, Nancy Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. That was very peppy music to introduce us on it.
Exactly. Listen, hey, Nancy, we're rocking and rolling around here.
Yeah.
We got it going on around here.
If you weren't awake before, you sure are now.
Hey, thanks for being here, Nancy. One of the things I know you talk a lot about, and by the way, Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond, I was telling the audience, who's she talking about? Midlife and Beyond? I don't even know. I don't even know what she means by that. Is that some kind of a shot you're taking at me there, Nancy?
Yeah, right. Well, it changes as you know, we're all getting older and we keep moving it up to, well, midlife is now this and that. But I peg it. It starts usually around about 39, 40-ish.
Ooh.
Up into the early 50s.
Boy,
now.
You just...
So I would say there's a 10-year band there that fall into that category.
You just got some people right between the eyes there. Some people were yelling, ouch, when you said 39.
Isn't that amazing how we feel about age? And it's so irrelevant when it comes to doing what you love, you know, and working. You don't really count how old you are. It's just, like you said earlier, it's how effective you are, whether your customers like what you do.
Well, you know, but do you know people that the older they get, the older they act?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't. I'm having a hard time understanding that. See, as I am fully entrenched in the middle age sector, fully entrenched, and maybe even close to being graduating. I still think of myself in the same way that I did when I was 25. I can't imagine acting like an old person.
Well, that's because you're fully alive, and the reason why you're fully alive is that you enjoy what you're doing. And I think the reason why people act older than, really, some of them older than what they are, is that they're not doing something that invigorates them, that keeps the curiosity awake.
That's it, isn't it? That's the huge part, the curiosity.
Oh, yeah.
That is monstrous. You know, we don't talk about that enough, do we?
I know. It's again, it gets down to how much you want to know about life, about yourself, and the more curious you are, the more you attract information, and the more you attract information,
right,
the more interesting everything is.
Yeah. You know, my goal is to be 95 and my children to say, Dad, why don't you act your age? That's what I'm looking forward to. Hey, Nancy, let's talk about values, because this is something you talk a lot about in your book. I've been talking a lot about this lately, and I gave a speech last week, and I crystallized that word this way in that speech for the first time, and it's something I'm going to start talking more about. And I said that value, which is the root word, is the threshold, it's the table stakes, it's the ante that you make with your customers. It's the minimum requirement. Value is, you have to have deliver value, but your values are is the foundation of that relationship. What do you think,
right,
about that?
Yeah, what you value is what you think is really important and good and worthwhile.
A product or a service, for example, in the relationship with a customer.
Correct. And if you are in a business and you're not in tune with your values, which it happens often to entrepreneurs, it usually takes about 3 times before entrepreneurs get their values set squarely, not all necessarily 3 different businesses, but 3 different tries before everything just gets in sync, and that's when you really start to make the money and you start to succeed. But, you know, the values are going to, you're going to find out what you value by watching your business and watching your interaction with your customer, because mm-hmm. your ideal customer has the same values.
And let's talk about what that might be. What would be an example of values that a customer would be attracted to of ours?
Okay, let's say you value independence and financial freedom. Then you're naturally going to be attracted to a product or a service that's going to provide that for people.
The way the people you're doing business with, the way they go about their life and their business, it comes through the products, doesn't it?
That's right. The product itself is defined by your values. Like, for example, I have a high value on creativity. So it's no accident that most all of my clients, small business owners or individuals that are in jobs, they also have a high value on creativity. And
right.
That's what's bringing them to me, because they're not getting enough creativity in their work. You know, they're being confined or restricted
right.
or somehow. So we're a match, see, because I deliver to them.
Right.
What they value, and so they're in sync with me. Now, if I valued security, on the other hand, then I would be attracting a completely different type of customer. I would probably be maybe a job recruiter, right, where I would
right.
be putting people in jobs and corporations
mm-hmm.
and things like that, but that's not what I value.
But values could be a lot of different things, not just work-related. It could be the way the company leadership gives back to the community. It could
That's
be
right.
it could be the seeing employees acting happy in their job. Well, you know, certainly this employer is someone who has the kind of values that make these people want to come to work and be happy about it.
Right. Well, that's what you assess when you're picking anything. You have to first of all know what your values, and I list 15 of them in the book to choose from, you know, and you look at them and you say, okay, which of the 5 of these 15 values do I need to be happy and productive now? Not 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
but now. What do I need to be happy? So, for example, if compensation, you know, making money, benefits, perks, et cetera, comes up to be one of your top values, you need
yep.
to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And that will define then, okay, then I need to be somewhere where I do make the money. But let's say you don't have a high value in compensation. Really what you need right now, more than anything, is the independence, you know, so that you can develop something.
Do we need to cast a jaundiced eye at our top values? Because sometimes I might value something that's really important to me, but it's not working for me and other people in relationships.
Well, there you're going to have the conflict in the business, though. You know, business slowdowns, for example.
Yeah.
Or things aren't working somehow or another, and that's not necessarily the economy.
It might be your values coming through.
It's because your values are in conflict with what
yeah.
you're doing. Like when I was working with two
Hold partners, on to that. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, Nancy. We're going to come back and we're going to incorporate values into something else. We're going to incorporate it into setting boundaries. It's all kind of part of the same paradoxical pendulum swing. 20 after, Nancy Anderson is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.